Well, hi, everybody. This is Rem, and this is now session number 8. The title of this session is Using Your Practice Metrics as Radar and Making the Necessary Adjustments to Stay on Track to Hit Your Goals. And I want to approach this simply and in just a couple of different categories. The first one we're going to talk about is walk, just walking. The next one we're going to talk about in terms of doing these exercises is, I'll say, advanced or running. And then we will get into Olympic training if you should so choose. So let's just do walk. Walk will prepare you well and for the summit. Okay, so what does that mean? Well, you want to look at your top metrics. And attached to this session is the blueprint goals metrics sheet that you can use. And in there, you're going to be looking at the following categories. Number one, your new patients. This year, last year, by month. Okay, so how many new patients did you get in the year before this, and how many new patients did you get this year in the particular months? And you can track it all right along there, along with a section for your goals. So we're going to be looking at your new patient numbers, your total patient numbers, again, by month this year versus last year, also versus goal, your charges by month, and your actual collections by month. So you'll be able to look across this year and see really how you're tracking against last year. And the final number in this is your PVR, which is simply calculated. That's your per visit revenue. That's how much revenue is generated to the practice every time a patient comes in to see you. And to do that, you take the total collections divided by the total number of patient visits. It's pretty simple. And that will give you a number. When you look at those numbers, you will be able then to, I'd love to see those numbers, so share them with me as soon as you do it. Just send them to me in an email. Just attach the file to this. I'd love to see it. Come to the summit with that filled out, because that will give you a lot of context when people start asking you questions. Well, what's your PVR? What's your individual doctor's PVRs? Well, how many new patients are you getting? How does it compare to last year? You'll have that information, and that'll help you out a lot in your discussions with the other folks in the practice. So that's kind of across the board for everybody. An additional set of numbers that we want to bring in this basic, most important, is your accounts receivables. So, what are your accounts receivables that are, for the 0 to 30 days? And you can do it by, what you're expecting from patients, and also and per insurances too. That's a nice way to break it up. But what's your 0 to 30 accounts receivables? Your 30 to 60, your 60 to 90, 90 to 120, and 120 and over. If you know those numbers, that will tell an enormous amount about how well you're collecting and how well, if you have any issues or problems with that. So knowing those numbers will be very important for you to have really substantive conversations with people at the summit. You'll be armed and ready to go. Those of you that do this, it will help you enormously. Now, let's talk about the advanced numbers. Should you so choose, you could also bring your P&L for the previous month and for the year to date. That's your profit and loss statement, generated typically for most folks right out of QuickBooks. And again, you would have that so you could refer. If you get into some really good discussions, you'll have a lot more information about how you're actually doing if you bring your profit and loss statement for the month, the previous, and for the year to date. That will be, first of all, everybody should know these numbers. It's a tremendous tool, and it will help you enormously when you're preparing your numbers for the summit. You don't have to do it, but it would be great for you. Finally, under the category of Olympic training, there are numbers that are, there's a document in the library right with this session called Knowing Your Numbers. That's written by Dr. Peter Wishney. That's an extended list of numbers that if you don't bring to the summit, that's fine. But boy, you should know those numbers, because that's a tremendous list of, people always want to know, well, what are the big numbers I should know? Well, there it is. Peter laid it out. And you know those numbers. You will have so much radar and intelligence about your practice, you won't even believe it. And under the topic of Olympic training, you know, you could bring a budget analysis from your prepared budget. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, what budget? So if you are a Top Practices member, you can go inside to the library and access the section entitled How to Build Your Practice Budget. There are sessions in there. There are sample budgets in there, all set and ready for you to actually think about and prepare a budget. Now, like I said, that's Olympic training. Some of you actually should and probably are doing this, but if you're not, that's okay for the summit. But boy, oh boy, this would be so helpful and useful to you in knowing your numbers. So again, two documents. One is the Top Practices sheet where you can record your new patients, total patients, charges, collections, and PVR. And then make sure that you bring your accounts receivables numbers as well. It's easily gotten out of almost everybody's financial information. You should be able to find that easily. And knowing that will be very useful. And then again, like I said, advanced would be to bring your P&L for the month and for the year to date. And then the last, of course, is Olympic training, and that is knowing those extended numbers that Dr. Wishney always tracks and your budget. Okay, I know this is a little more complex, but those are great metrics. At the very least, it will take no time to put together those top numbers of collections, charges, new patients, total patients, and your per-visit revenue is just one simple calculation. Basic, make sure you've got that. That'll help a lot when you're talking to folks. All right, everybody, one more session, and then we are there. Talk to you soon.